or Shasta, Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to yet another Jefferson State of Mind here on a cold and drizzly Sunday morning out of Shasta County in Redding, and sitting here getting rained on. And today we have a special treat with you. Not only do we have Wynn Carpenter, as always, good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
But we have Senatorial District 1 candidate, Steve Baird.
Good morning, Red.
Good morning. How goes it?
Very well. We're up here doing a little bit of campaigning, getting together with our committees. And we had a fantastic meeting last night. A lot of people have their assignments now, and we're ready to move out.
Fantastic, and it's good to hear that the campaign is gearing up and getting ready to go against, what's his name?
I don't know.
Whatever his name is. And other good news that's going on up here, those reservoirs that were going to take years and years to recover from the drought because we never have weather are approaching flood stage at some places.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. What do you know? We cut our water back just like happens every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, once again, it's been proven correct. We are not in the death throes of climate change, but simply weather.
Simply weather.
Yeah.
What climate do you know adjustment.
So, we're going to be talking to Steve about the campaign and some of the things that are going on in California, some of the things that our current empty suit is helping to support, and some of the things that we hope to oppose when Steve's elected come the next election cycle. And we'll just kind of let Steve dive in here and say what he wants to say to get started.
Okay, well, first thing I wanted to bring up is, not being a career politician, I've learned an awful lot in the last, actually, few weeks. We've gone to file our paperwork. Mm-hmm. Got that in on time. Actually got it in early because they said there was going to be a big push on Friday. And so we did it on Tuesday on our way up to Susanville to meet with the group up there. Within each district, you have to pay. It's a thing that's voluntary. You can put in a candidate statement. Mm-hmm. And if I was running in Orange County, there's one senator that has, you know, full in there, and then they have like parts of three others. He would pay $5,600 to put in his candidate statement. Being in 11 counties, I would have to file 11 candidate statements, each with their own set of rules and each with their own fee structure. So in Placer County, $2,750. In El Dorado County, $2,300. In Shasta County, $2,800. For the city of Folsom in Sacramento County, $900. And then a few more, $350. And a few of them said, well, just write us a blank check and we'll tell you how much it cost. And so,
right.
I'm not signing this campaign on a blank check. So we're looking at about between $11,000 and $12,000 to put candidate statements in across all 11 counties. Hmm. And you would have to have an emissary or myself go up to each of those counties. And this really does prove that we have a representation problem. We have just such a broad area of coverage. And then you get penalized both in mileage and in fees in order to run. So it's actually a big money game. And so we're learning this, you know, the hard way. Mm-hmm. We filed a number of the candidate statements, and they go to them and said, it's less than $250. And they look at you like, okay, we each have our own rules. The count in Placer was $238. The count in Sacramento was $244. So thanks to my wife who's with me here, she got it right on the numbers. She said, the cities will count as one. We're good. We're going to be under. But even within counties, you know, there's a six-word difference. So that was an experience in itself.
Yeah. Wow. So there's not even equality among the different counties of the district that you're trying to represent.
No. If you figure that every senator is representing a little over 931,000 people, you would print booklets for that number of people. So I should be able to pay same fee and cover 11 districts. But, you know, the printing cost for each of them is apparently different. They say it's voluntary. If you raise over like $800,000, you would basically be opting out. You can't submit a candidate statement because you've raised too much money. So I don't think we're in any danger of that.
Okay.
So we would like to be in at least in danger of that, but we're not. So it's kind of a fascinating thing. As we go through this, I do feed the information to the legal team for Jefferson, and they say, this is great. Write this stuff up. It's just more proof that you know our lack of representation and our inability to make moves within California truly exists, and it needs to be rectified.
Wow.
Absolutely. And it is exciting to see the amount of evidence that is coming forward that shows just how disproportionate it is up here for us and, you know, how much under the gun we really are when it comes to trying to alter anything that's damaging to us. You know, that's a perfect example.
All right. But I do want to say that I've had, there's a 100% thing that's been going on. Each registrar of voters that I've gone into has been fantastic.
Good.
Very helpful. They'll take you through the steps. They greet you well. They guide you through the process. They can tell the newbies from, you know, the established people, and they go through. They just look at them. It's like they start trading paperwork. They don't even say anything where they have all the secret symbols down. But every registrar that I've gone to, the staff has been fantastic. So for all of you elected registrar voters out there, you have great staff. So I want to thank you for that.
That's good to hear.
Well, this is also a prime example of why we, the constituents, have lost our voice with our representatives, and the interest goes to the money interest because it does cost so much money under the current system to even get out the door for a candidacy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so we pinch our pennies and figure out where we can go next. And we don't mind doing the driving because we got a car that gets a lot of great gas mileage. So meeting the people and doing the mileage, that's the easy part. The hard part is all the little intricacies. One thing in Placer County, since that's where I'm based, out of Colfax, they gave us the magic tool. We were informed about it by one of the people in Siskiyou County. It's called Netfiler. And normally you have to buy this. When you sign up in Placer County, they give you a username and password. So you, having worked in some of the 501c4s and c3s, you have to file an enormous amount of paperwork with the Secretary of State's office. Netfiler creates your 460 forms, which you have to produce on a quarterly or semi-annual basis, depending on which year it is and which piece of the election cycle it is. So I'm very thankful to Placer County. They have very forward-thinking in that, giving me the tools, so I just load it all up, both the expenditures and the donations coming in, and it prints it all up.
Wow.
So I don't really have to keep all the massive amount of spreadsheets I've done with the C4s and the C3s before.
That's good to know. You've got a tool out there that you can use.
Yep. I think it must be commercially available, but Placer County just provides it to their candidates.
Good.
And that's one of the things that's important to emphasize to the people is ultimately the power does lie in the votes, and the number of votes and the power does lie in the people and not the money interests. You know, it's even nationally it's been shown that grassroots campaigns, a la Eric Cantor, being pulled out of a seat by somebody that ran on a shoestring budget. It can occur if the people get behind a candidate for the right reasons and get out the vote.
That's right.
It absolutely can occur, and it certainly needs to occur in this case because we have a senator. Most people can't even identify by name, let alone by sight.
Right.
And we are not being represented. Even when we have a true representative, we're receiving poor representation that is not their fault, but we're receiving even less than that with our current senator here in District 1. I mean, the guy basically crawls out of his country club twice a year to wave the flag and then retreats with his police escort back to Sacramento.
Yep.
And that's something that needs to change.
Yeah. And I think it will with Steve.
Absolutely. I've made the promise before, and I'll restate it again. If we're not in session, I'm on the road, and whoever calls me first, I'll be there. And then we'll start stringing the cities together and get out what is of real interest to the people. And that's one of the things that our current representative, you say, hey, what are our problems? We have water issues. We have severe property issues, a lot of rights issues, and the concentration this year, again, is drones. Mm-hmm. So one has to wonder. I believe, you know, I worked at Sacramento International for 15 years, and I believe that the FAA, if there's a drone problem, they'll probably come up with something that'll take care of it.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems that we see on the horizon, you know, other than Gavin Newsom and his anti-gun legislation that he's attempting, other than Jerry Brown wanting to increase taxes, other than new gas taxes, new mileage taxes. One of the things that I just got my hands on is Jerry Brown's new 360-page climate action plan that includes dozens of new agencies, dozens of new regulations, water, agriculture, forestry. There's one section in there where we will be filing a cooperative and will be cooperating with the Foreign Ministry of Natural Resources of the United Mexican States to dictate our policy in our own forests.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It's terrifying reading.
Where do they come up with this stuff? They must roll some and then just smoke it.
They spend your money and my money and everybody else's good money to come up with this stuff.
Good Lord.
And funny enough is all of the data, all of the environmental data that this report is based off of, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, because starting in 2004, what happens? There's a change in the climate that there's actually a cooling trend that no longer meets the narrative. So they have completely disregarded all that data.
So we've gone from global warming to climate change. Well, every year there's going to be some variation in the climate.
Mm-hmm.
So you're guaranteed to be right every year. It changed. Yes, yes, it did.
Weather. Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. Just wait. The season will change.
Yeah, and it's... you know, and that's some things that we'll be disseminating and pulling the pertinent parts out for everybody and getting that information out there. But it's terrifying. It's like 1984 Volume 2
yeah.
of what's going on with these new agencies that they want to set up, and with the Cal EPA, the expansion of the California EPA, and the things that are coming down the pipe. And we need people like Steve in there to help defend us because,
mm-hmm.
like, the current representation we have is...
Not going to do it. No, not at all.
They
doesn't have the backbone to do it.
No, I'm not even sure they would read the whole document.
No, they'd pass it.
They would.
And then go to the country club.
And then go to the country club and go, I did what?
And hold their wallet out for their special interests. Fill her up, boys.
That's pretty much it. So with that, we better sneak off to our first break, and then we'll be sitting here talking with some Steve about the other things. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be making a phone call so that we can give everybody an idea of the kind of phone calls that you can make to our legislators and let them know that you support the state of Jefferson.
Absolutely.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at cascadetheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
cool down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side. We finally got a piece of the A beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Get my turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're moving on up.
Love that song.
It is. It's too much fun. So, we are here on Jefferson State of Mind with myself, the Bear, and Wynn Carpenter, and our special guest today, soon to be Senate District 1 Senator Steve Baird.
We're hanging there for him. That's
we
good.
Are. So, and maybe you guys could touch a little bit on where we're moving ahead with the state of Jefferson and the progression of the court case and how the legislature has helped to make our case that we have no representation and that they are completely comfortable with ignoring their constituents.
Where do you start? They've made our case for years, and they make it every day. So, it, like Steve just mentioned a moment ago, about having to, you know, do all the things he has to do in order to run.
Mm-hmm.
Just to run for a position within the current system, that makes our one of our cases right there.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they refuse to even address the thousands of signatures and the declarations from the counties for a split also helps to strengthen our case.
Absolutely, it does. We've had no communication regarding that yet to date. Well,
I can say that I did have a little communication.
Oh.
We went to a Republican training session 2 weeks back up in Chico, and we went there and we expected to learn all the ins and outs of politicking within the Republican Party and how to get it done, but magically our lunch speaker was James Gallagher.
Oh, James.
And yes, it was sweet. So, and we talked about it a little bit last time, but he's setting his own metrics now for us to jump through in order for him to bring the bill, and his his repeated quote is, just go to court, just go to court. It's like, you're our representative.
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring this forward. And so we can, you know, get past that harm bit.
And in fact, little Jimmy made a promise, didn't he?
He did, and he was a battler in Sutter County. I mean, he did a fantastic job of getting that steered through, mm-hmm. making the other four feel comfortable about what they were doing, giving the people a vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and very casual and very confident. And now it's like, oh, I don't want any piece of this. So he just shows up and complete disinterest.
It kind of makes you wonder what happened.
There is a special fountain over there. And once one drinks, one is converted.
Yeah.
Have you drunk the Kool-Aid? Has someone threatened your funding? Has someone, you know, what has coerced you to change your mind?
Right.
And I think that's an answer owed to his constituents.
Absolutely.
You know, why have you backpedaled?
Well, he was so upfront and receptive to it, mm-hmm. and Was that just for his campaign to get into position?
Was it just a simple and shallow campaign promise?
I don't know. That's the million dollar question.
He never expected to be held to or had as someone bending his arm. And if they are, tell us who they are, because we'll happily hit him in the head with a baseball bat for you, James.
Allegedly.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, metaphorically,
of course. You know, but these are the questions that arise, and our representatives are very complacent in just ignoring those questions.
Well, I think if you look at the strategy north and south, you're asking basically 6 to 9 people to give away their careers for the people. And so if you're looking at all of Jefferson, you're looking at almost 2 million people. Would 6 individuals or 9 individuals stop that for their own selfish gain? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are getting the answer silent and clear.
Yes.
Yes, it is. The silence is deafening. And, you know, our brothers to the north in Oregon that have kind of caught hold of this thing and it's definitely starting to grab traction up in some of the Oregon counties, they're running into similar issues. It's about, I would rather be a big fish in a little pond than surrender what I have.
Yeah.
I would rather not enable my constituents and not enable them for their own benefit so that I can maintain what little power I do have.
And yeah. I can tell you that it will be a privilege to lose my job once we have Jefferson. It will be an absolute privilege.
Well, not only would you lose your California job, but most likely you would gain a Jefferson job.
Wherever Jefferson needs me, that's where I will go.
That's what we assume. And that's all the more reason why we need to get you into that position.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in position so you can help us as Californians as long as we're Californians. And then when you lose your job because we're transitioning to being a new state, whatever the name is, Jefferson or whatever we end up naming it, because that's going to be voted on by all the citizens of the territory of Jefferson, and whatever the name of the new state is, there are going to be many positions that are going to need to be filled. And with somebody that has practical experience and common sense, it's not going to be hard to figure out where people go in to fill those positions.
Well, my question is do you think there is any other representative that would publicly declare that they were willing to lay down their job and their career in politics to better the lives of their constituents? I think Steve is probably the only person that you will ever hear that from.
Guaranteed.
The rest of them will never get a, we will never get another representative to make a statement like that and mean it.
Right, right. And that's the thing. You do mean it. It's not just part of a campaign thing. You do mean it. I mean, we've had conversations over dinner and other things, and we're just talking about stuff, and you're right. That's the way to do it. That's the way to make it work. Okay. Keep it moving forward.
You know, back in World War II, there were individuals who were willing to crash a plane on the deck and give it all for all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting fired from a position that the people say, hey, we need to transition to a new state. Absolutely a privilege.
Absolutely. And with that on the line, we have Mark Baird.
Oh. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How you doing? Hi, Steve.
Morning.
How goes it, Mark?
Well, pretty good. I just wanted to make a quick call and just reiterate a couple of things that Steve said and put out a plea for help, action, and unity. I mean, we need to do certain jobs. We're starting to have a timeline now. It's the attorneys are working on the legal plan, and we were just delivered their contracts. So Wynn is involved in he's the boss at the 501c4, so he has had the contract reviewed. We're going to make some changes to it, and then pay the attorneys a retainer, and we're ready to go. I worked the sportsman show yesterday in Siskiyou County, and there were two of us there, and I think we got a little over 300 signatures in, I think, about 3 hours. So, and including some elected officials came by and had questions, and, you know, a lot of people said, can you do it? Can you do it? And the answer is not, can you do it? The answer is, can we do it? And the answer to that is yes. The people have all the power. If we pull together and do the job at hand, which is phone calls, emails, faxes, letters, get our local candidates elected so that we have some little bit of voice in Sacramento, get Steve elected, get our supervisorial candidates elected. Yes, we can do it. And that's what I'm asking people to do. Pull together. Drop everything you're doing and focus on the work that is going to get us to our goal. Get the signatures. Make your phone calls. Email legislators. Work to get your local candidates elected and contribute, because we need $1 million to make this lawsuit happen.
Well put.
And give a Jefferson for Jefferson if that's all you can afford.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The price of a latte. Good grief. Donate
that. Yeah,
that's it.
Give up one Big Mac and contribute that money to Jefferson just one time.
Right.
If everybody in the state would just give up their Big Mac or their latte once, then we'd have enough money to fund the lawsuit, and yes, we can do it. In fact, we're the only ones that can do it.
Well, that's absolutely true. We're the only ones that are willing to do it, that understand the need for it, and have the capability of doing it. And your contribution can come in many forms, in taking the time to write a letter, and taking the time to make phone calls, in contributing a couple of bucks here and there to it. You know, even talking to your fellow employees at work or your family members is a powerful thing to educate them and spread the word. There are many opportunities to take ownership and invest in the state of Jefferson if you simply get up and do it.
Right. Otherwise, you're going to be regretting that you didn't do it down the road.
If also ran into several people that said, boy, I wish I was registered to vote.
Yeah. Well, why don't they get off the... because they can get it done.
Still,
well,
so
that's another thing.
Jerry's taking care of them.
I mean, look, we have all the power. We always did have it. But we got to use it. And in order to use it, you have to be registered to vote. You got to be a voter.
That's right.
I mean, you've got to do the right thing, even if it takes you 10 minutes. And I will leave you guys to chat. And Steve, thank you very much for your sacrifice in running for this office. And we need you desperately. And we'll work as hard as we can up here to help you win this county.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And I know how much work you put in. And as much as I'm doing, I know it's only a fraction of what you're doing behind the scenes. And we really appreciate that as well.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. And good luck.
Thank you, Mark. And, too, if you want to donate to the State of Jefferson Formation, is what it's called, and that's where the money goes for the legal fund, and we absolutely need the money for the legal fund, you can mail check or money order in any denomination, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. Again, P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. That's down in El Dorado County, and that's where our treasurer for the Formation Committee lives. And so she collects all the money at the post office, and she loves to do that, and we want to keep her busy doing that. So please step it up, and we'll take any denomination, keeping in mind that the money donated is not tax deductible because we are a 501c4. As a 501c4, we do not have to report your name and your employer to the feds. So it's a true donation. So just keep that in mind when you do that. Thank you.
All right. And with that, we're going to head to our break at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we'll be publicly showing you how an example of how to make a phone call to a state legislator.
Woohoo.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Walgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Walgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And right on out the door.
Nancy had it right.
Yes, she did. So, one of the things that we urge everybody to do is go on SOJ51.net and get your 3 phone numbers a day and make your phone calls to your legislators and ask them to support the state of Jefferson and speak to them and let them know why. So, we're going to go ahead and do an example of that right now. Our trusted engineer, Bob, is going to dial up James Gallagher's office, and we're going to leave a message for Mr. Gallagher about the state of Jefferson and the proper way to support it.
And his number is 916-319-2003.
All right, we'll try to bring the phone audio up as we dial momentarily here so you can hear everything that's happening.
And give us just a minute to connect the phone call. We do expect voicemail, and, you know, to let everybody know, if you're not comfortable talking with a live person, you can go ahead and call on the weekends and leave a message voicing your support.
Call 24/7. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
5 in the morning, 7 at night, if you want to avoid talking to the staff. Actually, we've actually hit them at 10:30 at night before. We've got a live answer. It's like, hey, what are you working on? And, you know, they come up with an interesting bill that they're trying to get funding for. And you say, okay, well, how much in taxes is this going to cost? It's a great idea, but you got to cut the line someplace.
Yeah.
But they take the message and, on the whole, they're very polite.
Yeah. That's what we've been finding as we make the calls down there to the staffers at, in all the Senate and Assembly members' offices. They all seem to be very friendly and cordial and willing to receive the calls. I mean, that is their job, but so far so good. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah, well, it's not the representation that you get out of every elected official's office. We have a couple here locally that are less than cordial.
Oh, well, I was calling Sacramento.
Well, that's true. Not Washington. So, I think
one ringy dingy.
We're getting through here.
Hello, you've reached the office of Assemblyman James Gallagher, representing the 3rd California Assembly District. No one can answer the phone at this time. Please leave a message after the tone, and a representative will return your call as soon as possible.
Well, hello and a happy Sunday morning to Assemblyman James Gallagher and staff. This is Red Smith with the Jefferson State of the Mind, and we are on the air publicly demonstrating to your constituents how to make a phone call to your office in support of the state of Jefferson. We've also been asked to provide you with the opportunity publicly to explain why you backtracked on your promise to support the state of Jefferson and, in effect, lied to your constituents. And when push came to shove, we found you to be lacking in steel in your spine and come to find jelly in your knees. just to let you know, again, as we said, we are on the air publicly asking this question for our thousands of listeners on the Jefferson State of Mind and the thousands of readers of the Shasta Lantern that will be getting this Monday morning when the podcast is available. We would like to provide you with the next 7 days to provide a retort or a response for your constituents, which we believe you owe them an explanation of why you lied, and would like to present that on the air and live to those people next Sunday. Again, we urge you to support the state of Jefferson and to stick to your campaign promises. Thank you, Assemblyman Gallagher, and have a wonderful day. And just like that, you make the phone call. It's very simple, it's very basic, and you move on to your next one.
There you go. And they're all in serial, so if you dial 916-319-20XX, meaning 01 through 80, you get every assembly member. You don't have to know their names. They usually answer, and they tell you who it is. There's only a couple that kind of hide behind that and say, hey, just leave us a message. Click. Mm-hmm. And then for the Senate, it's 916-651-4001 through 40.
Yep.
And you hit all those. You'll notice that Senate Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon at 4024 goes straight to a voicemail, and you don't even know who you're calling. So I just wanted to let you know that 4024 is the Senate Pro Tem of California.
There you go.
The wig.
The wig.
The wig. So, but again, that's something very simple, very basic, very non-time-consuming that you can do that helps to have a large amount of effect. And very simple, something that everybody should be doing.
And the thing is, you know, you can speak from your heart. You know, if you, depending on what you want to convey to whoever is on the other end, whoever's office you are calling, I suggest that you call our representatives daily. So you call District 1 daily.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you call District 1. Then you call the other districts as well. But you definitely call District 1 daily. They need to hear from us daily. Did I say daily? Yes, I said daily because that's what I do. I know they are sick of hearing my voice, but that's not my problem. They're hired to answer the phone. They're hired to take the call notation. They're hired to do that job. So guess what? I'm helping them keep their job by making the call. I'm enabling them to keep their job. That's
very courteous of you.
It's my job. That's my job to do that as a citizen, as a sovereign citizen, as a concerned citizen, as a scared-to-death citizen. That's my job to do. So that's what I do daily. And the longest part of the whole process actually is dialing the number. That is dialing the phone. That's the longest part of the process. You can be on the phone with them for 10 seconds. You time yourself. See how long it takes. talk to them. Some of them are really willing to get engaged and have a conversation. Some are just taking down your information and moving on, because hopefully you're not the only one making the calls. They're answering those calls multiple times a day, so that's what they're trying to crank through. So please be part of the campaign. If you can't do anything else, do the phone calls. If you can't contribute, do the phone calls. That's what we're asking for. It takes all of us, every single one of us, to do it. And when we become the state of Jefferson, you'll be able to look back with a huge sense of pride and accomplishment, knowing that you had an effect by making the phone calls. And that's huge.
And that's absolutely
that's huge.
True. Take ownership.
That's right. And when you meet your maker, guess what? Hey, I did my part. I made the calls. That'll be one of the many things you can claim to. He knows it, but guess what? Make it happen.
And there are times during the week that you'll find an idle block. Like I went about 4 weeks back, got an oil change, and 90 calls waiting in the lobby there. Actually, I snuck into some sales guy's office because it was early in the morning. And like, he ended up showing up and said, "Your office?" And I said, "Thank you." And I kind of scurried out and went back to the general pop. But, you know, from Reading to Colfax, where we live, we can get 80, 90 calls in.
Yeah.
You know, on that road trip.
Yeah.
So we just dial them up and go. We're trapped in a car. We have...
Make good use of your time.
We can.
Most people are on their phone when they're in the car anyway. You might as well be on the phone to the Capitol. Hey, just get hardwired in. They're just going to make the calls if you're doing cell phones. If you can't and you only have landline, go that route. You have 5 or 10 minutes in the morning when you're drinking your cup of coffee. Make 3 phone calls. That's all we ask. Minimum 3 phone calls a day. And please make it our district representatives. That's huge. So, and you can go to the Jefferson website, soj51.net, and you can populate it. You can just go to the 51sters, click on that button, and it'll give you all the names on there. So there's really no reason not to do it. It's all accessible on there. And actually, Steve is the one that put it on there for us. So he's our techie guru that fixes all that kind of stuff and gets us going on it. So he's made it user-friendly, and so it's really user-friendly. Please, please, please do that.
And along the lines of taking ownership of the state of Jefferson, start to expand your own thought process. Instead of asking someone else, what are you going to give me for government? What is this going to look like? What is that going to... Start thinking for yourself what you want it to look like, how to develop it, how you want it to work. What's your voice going to be like?
Right.
You know, don't get yourself into the box that we're fighting to get out of and asking someone else what they're going to give you. What are you going to demand?
What do you want? Like? Yeah.
How do you want it? And that's the discussion that needs to start to occur among everybody, too, is what kind of things do you want? And how do we secure that in perpetuity?
That's right.
So, with that, we better sneak off to our last break, and then we'll come back here with Steve and some of the things that he wants to get out. And we'll see you on the other side.
You Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Speed it up and not speak. Front, no strength. Doesn't matter. Start to clatter with fear. Fight down.
Your words are not spoken right now.
The end of the world as we know it if we do not get Steve into that position of being our senator.
Oh, I firmly believe it is the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
We're forever and irrevocably changed over the last couple of decades. What we can decide is what we look like now.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go back to where we were. You can't go back to a house that's been burned down, but you can build a new one and decide what that new one's going to look like.
That's right. So, that's our job.
And
as adults, that's our job.
Yeah, and our peers in Sacramento are still running around with torches. We got to deal with them first.
Yep.
So, and one way to do that is Steve Baird for Senate District 1.
That's right.
Well, and we are coming up with an exciting campaign. We're going to be teasing a little bit. We have Beware the Ides of March. If you want to find out what's going to happen, go on to our Facebook site at Steve Baird for California State Senate District 1. and on our website, BairdForSenate.org. And if you're feeling good, feeling a little bit heavy in the pocketbook, you can go ahead and donate there to the campaign so we can get out a little bit more name recognition and some signage. We'd appreciate that very much. But the campaign itself is going to be, I won't say it's interactive, but you will recognize the story and just think kind of Hunger Games and the Capitol. And from there, you'll understand the message that we're getting across. It's going to be a whirlwind 6 weeks, and we're going to get these the entire series out before the mail-out ballot's going.
Yeah. Now, quick question. As far as funding for you and your campaign, is there a timeline where you absolutely have to have a maximum amount of, or all your money in to do the best for your campaign, or is it it's immediate, I am assuming. But
it is immediate because in many counties right now, you're allowed to start posting your signage. Some are 90 days out, and we're in that period right now, okay. And then some are 60 days, and depending on the thing, but as far as signs, I think we might have a caller on the line. I might want to talk about that.
That's right. Bob, are you there?
We're here, Rob.
All right. Thank you for holding for us there, Bob.
Hey, you got it. I want to say good morning to you and Wynn and to Steve. And I was at the meeting last night. I think it was a great meeting. I want to let you know you were talking about phone calls, and just so people understand, I called 33 people yesterday while watching TV. You know, you can do that doing that. And it took me about 25 minutes to call 33 people. And there's other people that we have that are calling these senators and assemblymen every day. And we need all the help we can get from anybody that hears us to call and let them know that the state of Jefferson is very important to us. And I just wanted to get that, you know, out. Being, you know, sometimes people hear people wanting to be elected and stuff, and they say, well, yeah, you know. So from an outsider, I want people to understand it is very important to us.
Well done and well said. Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Bob. And almost everybody can find a couple minutes a day somewhere doing something.
Yes.
Right.
You know, that's many of us have our first cup of coffee and then have a couple of minutes to spare in the morning to make some phone calls.
That's right, right.
You know, there's more than one opportunity throughout the day to do that. And, you know, again, on the engagement, because on the social media and things like that, we've seen a great many people that, again, are asking, well, What are the taxes in Jefferson going to be like? What is the law enforcement stance on this? You know, what are the things going to be on this? What do you want?
Right.
Take ownership. If you have an idea for the Constitution, write it down, send it in, and put it there.
It's a clean slate.
It is a clean slate.
A blank slate at this point. A blank slate.
Contribute your ideas. And don't be afraid to disagree and argue with one another. That's one of the biggest reasons that this country is broken in the first place, is we can't even have a civil argument among each other.
Right.
You know, it's since when could we not sit down, have a beer, and argue about something and agree to disagree, but see what comes out of the best of it? You know, our founding fathers didn't get along at the Constitutional Convention.
No, not at all.
They were not friends.
No.
I mean,
whacking Aaron, each other.
Aaron, it wasn't the Constitutional Convention, but it was a carryover from the convention. Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton over it.
Hello.
It wasn't one big happy family, but out of that came one of the greatest documents in the history of mankind.
That's right.
And we have that opportunity again, but only if you step up and contribute your ideas and are willing to listen to the ideas of others, at least civilly and open-mindedly, even if you don't agree. So when you come to ask the question, what is the state of Jefferson going to look like? What do you want it to look like?
Right.
And the way that you get that is you have representatives like Steve that'll listen to that and help to implement what you want as a constituent, as a Jeffersonian. You know, That's kind of become the big push, is what is Jefferson going to look like, because they've given up on the finances. I mean, as far as the finances of California are going, everything that we've said that was come to be is prophetically come to be.
Yep.
CalPERS is collapsing. The budget is underwater. The counties are underwater. All what we said, and haven't heard a peep out of Keep It California about, oh, they don't know what they're talking about with their numbers. So now the main push for, you know, well, I'm not sure about this, is what are we going to look like? And own that.
Look in the mirror. That's what we're going to look like. The other thing, too, is the only way we're going to get it fixed is to put people like Steve into those positions.
Absolutely.
We have to support them. We have to open our pocketbook. If you can only give a 20, he'll gladly take a 20. If you can only give a 5, he'll take a 5. But just give something. We have to invest in our future for ourselves, our kids, and our grandkids. It's absolute. We have to do it.
At the minimum, go down and get registered to vote and give him your vote.
That's right.
Quickly, we've got less than a minute. A listener wanted to know the correct spelling of Steve's last name and also the phone number one more time.
It's BAIRDFORSENATE.org, BairdForSenate.org.
And the phone number?
My phone number is 530-401-7191.
And with that, we're at the end of yet another hour of the Jefferson State of Mind. Take it, own it, love it, make it your own. Don't squeeze it to death, but make it your own.
Absolutely.
It's 9 o'clock at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Evacuations in the Deep South. Rains have fallen, and now the waters are rising. James Norman had to help his 87-year-old father-in-law get out of his home in Shelby County, Tennessee.
Well, he's on oxygen. He's got COPD. He does real good, but change upsets him. So we know he's going to be nervous and everything.
He talked to WREG-TV. At least 3 people have died in the flooding in Louisiana. Mississippi officials are still looking for 2 missing fishermen. The system has also affected Arkansas and Alabama, submerging roads and cars and washing out bridges. French air accident investigators say multiple doctors who treated Germanwings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz in the weeks before he deliberately crashed a plane did not inform authorities of concerns about his mental health. The new report out today also says a doctor referred Lubitz to a psychiatric clinic 2